sure that we can get you out of here by 4:30 or as close to 4:30 as we can, so that if you have to travel over bridges or what have you, that you can make it home in a reasonable time. So I'm Jo Clark, and in my regular working capacity, I'm the Regional Allied Health Practice Director with Vancouver Coastal Health. But I'm sort of here in a different capacity today related to the BCRSRNet. And so I'm just going to give you just a little bit of a brief introduction, and then I'm going to introduce today's speakers. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the BC Rehab Sciences Research Network, which it is in its long form. This was something that was a vision, an idea that started probably in its first iteration about 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. And at that time, a number of clinicians in the community, probably in the Lower Mainland community, initially approached the School of Rehab Sciences and said, we really need to kind of work in partnership to do what we can to build a stronger bridge between the clinical community, academia, research, to do what we can to participate in developing the science behind physio and occupational therapy practice. So, you know, that's a great idea. Everyone kind of got behind that right away and said, that sounds good. So what happened from there is that all of those groups went out and sought seed money. And so different clinical groups came together, BCHRI, which is the research institute connected to Vancouver Coastal Health, the research institute connected to PH Health, Provincial Health Services Authority, so PHSA, came in and supported the notion as well, as did Providence and the School of Rehab Sciences. So there was money put in the coffers. And then the group sort of started to think about, well, what is it that we can start to be working on? What is the vision? So as I said, the notion was that we needed to work together to help to develop the research capacity that supported our practice, our varying areas of practice. So what has happened is that there's an advisory panel that's been together working on this, as well as a core group. The core group consists of Allison Hoons, who I'm going to introduce in a little bit more depth in just a second. Allison is here at Providence. Myself is a Vancouver Coastal Health representative. Lori Roxborough, who is the representative from the Provincial Health Services Authority. And we have had different members from the school participating in the core group. Marcel Spriker, who is the coordinator of the network, and Sandy Lesnoff, who is also a rep from Providence. So in looking at all the possibilities, we've come up with a number of strategies that we think that we need to work on. One of them is to develop sort of a clearinghouse for rehabilitation research. So I know some of you in the room have been participating in an inventory where we've been looking at what is the research that's happening in the Lower Mainland now, and looking to stretch that out to the province and looking at national and international opportunities for looking at the current research that's happening. A second notion that had come forward is that ultimately the network would develop what we call themes and teams. So we would look at the areas of sort of specialty research and rehab. We would sort of fan that out, if you will, to all of the BC clinical practitioners so that people could start to link up with people like Catherine Backman, Darlene Reed, Janice Ng, to participate in their clinical and be the clinical kind of partnership to their research, etc. So that's another activity that's going to be coming. We'll be doing the themes and teams. But in the very first phase, one of the things that we thought was really important was that we really helped our clinical community to prepare for all of this activity. So before we think about developing new science and new capacity, we need to be sure that people that are practicing out there can use the existing science well, and they know how to read, to critique, to implement it in their practice. So that was what we thought we would do as sort of a phase one. So that's where the series of six came from. It's like a group of seven, series of six. And so we'll be doing this probably, I'm thinking we'll see what the flood is like, maybe on a repetition, one more repetition. So the whole idea is that analysis.
We didn't agree to that.
I'm saying it publicly here today. But the idea is, again, to let's start to make sure that we're doing a good job of the knowledge translation, that we're helping people out there to as a starting place there. So that's where this came from. And I think most of you, which we're really pleased about, have signed up to do the whole six. So that's really exciting. And the sessions have been flooding up immediately. So that's also very exciting. So, and you have a little bit of information in your package about the RSRNet. There is a website that's going to be up and running. It will be linked through the School of Rehab Sciences website, and then ultimately through the PT school and the OT school as well, so you can get all the information there. I think that's about as much as I want or need to say about the RSRNet. Just a little point of information. We've printed name tags for everyone, and it just has sort of your kind of location at work. But we wondered if you could take a moment and write on the name tag what your discipline is, so whether you're a PT or an OT, whether you could also say what your location of work is, so if you work with at Providence but you're located at Mount St. Joe's, or where you are, if you're in Vancouver Community, which CHC you might be with, that kind of thing, and what your area of interest might be. And that will be coming up in the discussions a little bit more today, okay? Because you're actually going to be moving around and doing, I think, a little bit of group discussion today. I'm going to pass it over now to Allison and Charlotte, who are going to do today's session. Many of you probably also already know Allison Hoons. Allison, I've actually sat in sessions that Allison has done before, and I have to tell you, you're in for a treat this afternoon. She's a very gifted speaker, and she has a way of making this topic come alive. You'll be riveted all afternoon, I can tell you that. So Allison is here with Providence. She's the interim practice coordinator for physiotherapy with Providence Healthcare. She's also a clinical assistant professor in the PT program at UBC. And with Allison today, we have Charlotte Beck. We're very fortunate to get Charlotte. I know she's very busy and is doing lots of teaching. And Charlotte is a librarian at UBC. So without further ado, I shall pass it over to Allison and Charlotte.